Good morning, listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, our guest is Rick Ramirez, who's Vice President of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs at Shaw Industries. Rick, how you doing?
Hey, Kemp, how are you today?
I'm good.
Doing well.
Yeah, good. Well, thanks for being with us. You and I talked several weeks ago, and I appreciate you being part of our sustainability panel in our August-September issue. I thought that turned out real well, and you guys certainly seem to have your act together in this area. One of the reasons that I wanted to talk to you today is because in the news recently, you announced that you had just published your first sustainability report. Real quickly, what motivated you guys to put out a sustainability report?
The sustainability report is a way to compile and represent in an easy form what we're about, how we define sustainability, and what progress we're making against our stated objectives in terms of meeting sustainability goals and offering our customers and our employees and communities really a hard look at, you know, how we're continually improving all that we do.
I took a look at it this morning before we did the interview, and it's really a nice looking piece. And one of the things I like about it, it's got your performance against your objectives. I mean, it says here's where we want to be 10 years from now, and here's where we are putting today's date kind of in the middle of it. So, you know, it shows in a whole bunch of areas as far as water usage, energy usage, tonnage to landfill, a whole lot of metrics around where you're trying to get.
Absolutely. And that's really grown out of what, you know, we formed a Growth and Sustainability Council, which is our senior most leadership team here at Shaw. It's 21 executives that meet quarterly. And part of the outcome is we defined five specific focus areas for the company to act against in terms of reducing our environmental footprint, but also creating innovative, sustainable, environmentally preferable products, and also speaking to how we interact with our employees and community in the area we call social responsibility. So those five focus areas are what we're reporting on and will continue to report on in the future. So that's a clear part of this sustainability strategy at Shaw, is to communicate publicly our goals in those five areas and make them very public. And where possible, you'll notice that, for example, just to use one example, the energy goal, that was done in conjunction with the Department of Energy. Mm-hmm. And in the greenhouse gas area, we've partnered with the Climate Registry. So where there's a public partnership opportunity with the U.S. Department of Energy or an external agency like the Climate Registry or the EPA, we want our goals to be credible to our, you know, readers and to our customers, so that, you know, there's accountability and transparency in the goals and also how we perform against them.
Yeah, so basically it's all about visibility, right?
And absolutely.
Yeah, and on this climate registry thing, the thing you're doing with the EPA, are you the only flooring company that signed up for that?
On the climate registry, we're the only full flooring company that has partnered with the Climate Registry, and that's a very rigorous process that we're still undergoing to have all of our greenhouse gas inventory verified. And ultimately, that'll lead to a public reporting on a database. With the EPA partnerships, and the example there is the EPA SmartWay.
Mm-hmm.
That's with our trucking fleet.
Right.
And they've been part of that now for some number of years. And they've achieved a maximum score within the U.S. EPA SmartWay program, and that commits us to having an energy-efficient fleet and one that's installing all types of fuel and, you know, greenhouse gas reduction initiatives. And again, those are things that we report on annually to the EPA, or in the case of the Climate Registry, it requires a very rigorous outside verification of our greenhouse gases. So those are the kinds of things we're hoping to achieve with these partnerships, is to show the credibility and the performance and, again, the transparency of our information.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure Shaw, when they look at all their goals, one of their primary goals is to be a market leader in production and sales and market share around flooring products. And one of the questions we asked on the panel that you participated in was, a lot of the end users or consumers, they stay focused on the product they're getting ready to buy, and they focus on recycled content and things like that. The softer stuff, the stuff that the company does, it's not exactly related to that product you're looking at. You know, how much effect does that have, you think, on swaying the consumer to buy that product?
Well, we think it's a large part of it. You know, when you see a lot of the surveys, you know, people are interested not only what they buy in terms of their environmental performance, but who's making it? What's the company behind it? And that's where we think our initiatives in corporate social responsibility and the things we do internally to reduce our environmental footprint, our customers care. They care that it's not just the product level. That's important. That's what they ultimately buy. But they also want to know that there's a responsible company behind that product. And I think that's hard to measure sometimes, but I think it falls into the bucket of, you know, reputational value or intangible value. And we think there's a lot there that Shaw specifically can leverage to our customers in terms of who we are and how we go about doing things here at Shaw that ultimately wind up in a product level performance. And to me, that's one of the more exciting parts of our growth and sustainability strategy is around the whole, what we call eco-product strategy. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you make the next best generation of flooring products in all categories? And you noticed in this report, we now have environmentally preferable products in all five of our flooring categories.
Right.
And that was something I think that was a real, you know, testament to all of the business groups responding to these market needs and requirements.
Mm-hmm. So it's not just carpet. You have it in hardwood, ceramic tile, laminate.
Exactly. And rugs, as you saw, also has, a very innovative program where the rugs can be recycled back to Evergreen through, you know, postage paid type of, you know, arrangement with the U.S. Postal Service, right, which is also heavy into cradle to cradle, as you may know.
Right, exactly. In your role at Shaw, and I know you came from the chemical business, and now you're in this business. What's some of the toughest challenges you face in your new role here at Shaw?
Well, I think, you know, engaging 28,000 employees on a daily basis in this, I think a lot of people do it naturally as part of the culture here to conserve resources. You know, we wanted to make it very visible to them. And one of the audiences for the sustainability report is our own employees.
Yeah.
Sometimes our own employees don't even realize all that we're doing, so it's a nice way to communicate that to them. But engaging employees at all levels, every day they come in and think about how they can improve our processes and our products. I think that's a major challenge for most industry. I think the whole issue of energy, you know, going forward, you know, we obviously are an energy-intensive industry, and we're facing some challenges with upcoming regulations and legislation and in terms of energy and climate change.
But if you look at the specifically the carpet piece of it, which you guys are the largest producer of carpet in the world, isn't one of the biggest challenges the carpet industry face is bringing back post-consumer used carpet and keeping it out of the landfill? And isn't that an expensive undertaking, isn't it?
Well, and I think that's, you know, where we've led, as you saw, you know, we've been by far the largest recycler of post-consumer carpet, and yet with all of the efforts, not just Shaw, but the industry, you know, we haven't achieved the goals we've set out for ourselves. And so that is a huge challenge before us. How do we bring back more of the post-consumer carpet and find end uses for it? You know, specifically at Shaw, and you know Evergreen, that story I think has been told.
Right.
That's a large consumer of post-consumer nylon 6.
Right.
But we've formed under our innovation team a group of folks that are looking on all types of end uses for post-consumer carpet. And we think there's going to be business value there. And these are products that could be go back into flooring or it could be totally non-flooring related. Mm-hmm. So we're investing, you know, dollars and resources to find new end uses. And as you know, with the economy in the state it's been hard to find the channels for the post-consumer recycled content products. But again, that's where we've been focusing a lot of our energy and to really extend and expand that whole post-consumer content reclamation as well as finding end uses.
Yeah, and there's a great network. I mean, you guys have your own network and you're working through CARE, and it's not going to be something that's achieved overnight, is it?
Exactly. And again, I think, you know, as we develop new end uses, and again, even outside of the flooring industry, I think that's where the biggest opportunities are going to be is to, you know, find applications for the type of materials, whatever face fiber and the backing systems. As you know, we're putting in place a new alternative fuel energy system here in Dalton.
Your
so
second
that'll consume neighborhood of 75 million pounds of carpet. Half will be post-consumer. But beyond that energy end use, we're looking for, again, viable recycling end uses into plastic, into other types of product lines. So that is the challenge for the industry at large. And, you know, we think we're ahead of the curve on that. And, you know, we were honored this year to win the EPA Care Innovation Award for our recycling efforts, you know, specifically at Evergreen.
Yeah. All right. Let me ask one last question, about to run out of time. What as you look back on this report that we're talking about, what is the thing that brings you the most satisfaction, the thing that you know, is most pleasing to you?
Well, I think the whole report reflects the three pillars. It's corporate social responsibility, environmental operational excellence, and unique products and services innovation in that area. It touches on all of those. It provides the reader with very specific, measurable outcomes and statistics so that people can say they're not just talking about it, they're actually doing it. So it tells a beautifully compelling story with accountability through the metrics.
So that's it. It's basically you're most pleased with your achievements against your goals?
And how integrated sustainability is to our whole business success.
All right. If somebody wants to see this report real quickly, Rick, where can they go see it?
Yeah, the report's available online. Mm-hmm. It's at www.shawgreenedge.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, listen, Rick, I appreciate you spending time with us. I've been talking to Rick Ramirez, who's Vice President of Sustainability and Environmental Affairs at Shaw Industries, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.